Well, we just want to start out a Sunday morning with a little Heart and Barracuda. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Paul. I actually know this song this time.
I bet you do. I bet. How do you know this song?
Oh, I've heard it a million times. We used to play it at baseball in high school growing up. So yeah.
You think you've heard it a million times. Think of Ann Wilson and Nancy Wilson, the two sisters. They have played it 1,000 times, and they're back touring again.
Wow.
I know this will be exciting. Actually, they're coming to the Grand Casino in Hinckley, Minnesota on Friday, August, I think it must be the 16th.
Very cool. Are we going?
Yeah. Well, we should go.
We should go.
Yes, because we'll have just returned from the LPL focus trip in San Diego, California.
Well, that's a great way to follow that up.
We'll actually be following Carmen San Diego after that. So it's exciting. Well, you know what? It obviously, I'm excited. It's a good Sunday morning. It's the 28th of April. Steve Poitras, good to see you, big guy.
Good morning. I've been doing the local distributing here this morning.
Yes.
Paul brought in a beautiful breakfast pizza.
Breakfast pizza.
Enough for five of us around here to share.
It's awesome, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's a lot of heart in that pizza.
Is there?
Yes. Oh. Especially, I picked Heart this morning and was doing some reading about him. What a fun, interesting group. I've actually met some people in the band Heart a long time ago, and interesting people. Ann and Nancy Wilson are back touring again. Mm-hmm. They put together a new version of their band, and they're all over. They're doing the Midwest, and they're doing Europe. They're going up to Norway.
Wow.
I mean, this is that's what we talk about sometimes on Investment Talk Radio. Investment Talk Radio brought to you by the advisors at Legacy Wealth Management. Every Sunday, we get together with you in your living rooms, bedrooms, kitchens, and your automobiles. Some of you are driving. Some of you are walking. Some of you are out in the barn.
Mm-hmm.
And for those of you who are headed to church, good idea this morning. We're happy that you're listening to us wherever you are. Guys, I ran into some interesting people from Winnipeg, Canada over the weekend, and they say that they actually listen to the show.
Oh, that's
up there.
Part of that exclusive eight up there.
There's eight. That's what I told them. I said, wow, you must be part of the eight people, lucky people in Canada who listen. And it was great. There's so much going on in Bismarck, Mandan, Grand Forks, Minot, all around the area. So many things going on in the,
that's life.
That's life. Sounds like a Frank Sinatra to it.
Can't deny it.
Yeah. Anyway, we are pretty excited because we've got some fun things on our radio show this morning, not the least of which is a very cool interview with one of our own, Dave, right?
Yep. Miss Madison Davis, our executive, the one that helps us put pen to paper and make things happen.
Yeah. Our executive financial assistant, which is kind of a cool title for her. Yeah. She leads a group of financial assistants that we have. And Madison has a background in finance and economics. Mm-hmm. She has a degree in that. And working to become a financial advisor eventually. Mm-hmm. But right now, she assists us do the things we do. We have a cool interview with her coming up in the second half of the show, Steve. I know between bites of pizza, you are going to be ready for that.
I'll be ready. Well, I'm ready if you're ready. But if you're not ready, then I'm not ready. But if you're ready, I'm ready.
Well, in any case, we kind of enjoy the fact that every Sunday we get together with you on both radio and television. We get to talk about what's going on in the market and what's happening in the economy. And the whole purpose is to help you find some things that may be good for you as you're planning your own retirement, as you're in retirement, as you're kind of growing older and having a good time. And we hope you are having a good time as you move along. We like to have some fun on our radio show, Dave. You've probably noticed that.
Oh, I've noticed it, and I can't tell you how much I love it. Yeah.
And, of course, we're also joined by none other than Josh Linus. Good morning, Josh. Good to see you.
Good morning, Paul. Good to be here.
Yeah. Josh, is one of our world travelers. He's all over the place. And I'm just glad he comes back and joins us occasionally.
It must seem so almost pastoral when I come back to quiet Fargo.
It is pastoral, yes. Many people have said that. Wow, this North Dakota thing, pretty pastoral. I was thinking of going on vacation myself and taking my dog down to South Dakota, but then I changed mind on that.
Dog me.
Yeah, so instead I took the goat.
Okay.
Well,
as long as
he
wasn't stinky.
Oh, my goodness. Well, he wasn't so, but as for myself, I understand we may have snow showers
I heard that
this
in the
evening.
Forecast,
I didn't even know they took a shower myself. But
oh man, you just grasped
I
anything.
I reached for that one, didn't I? Well, I get pumped up on a Sunday morning, and that's probably a good thing because you know I am rather pastoral myself the rest of the week. And but you know, seriously, investing is a serious business, and we have to be so serious most of the time. Mm-hmm. I mean, what could be more fun than studying a long chart of New York Stock Exchange stocks? I mean, that's enough to put you to sleep.
It's enough to raise the blood pressure, for
it
sure.
Is, you know, we often say, don't look at the stock market every day. It'll drive you crazy. Look what it's done to us.
Look at all those comparative charts.
You know, we do look at some comparative charts. And later on in the show, Steve, I'm going to turn to you and say, let's talk about the stock market week in review, because once again, that was the week that was.
It was strange.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's up and down. But I have some good reasons for that, and we're going to talk about that. In fact, since we now know who we are, we have a feature that we often do, and it's where we take a quick snapshot of the market. Let's roll with that little devil. Here's the Legacy Wealth Management Stock Market Snapshot, a quick look at the stock market and the investment world in the last week. See, I was thinking I was going to take a bite of pizza during that intro, but it didn't work out.
Maybe Dave and I can talk long enough for you to slam. Yeah. Okay, there he goes, folks. Oh, whoa. Oh, that was rather, that was very mild. That. Okay, well, anyway, I described it as an up and down and then up again week. Because it was going along, and oh man, Thursday, woo, big out, whatever.
It was like that famous book, A Tale of Two Cities, wasn't it?
Yeah,
Steve?
By mm-hmm. Charlie Dickens. Mm-hmm. And then it was up substantially again on Friday. So the Dow was up a fraction of a percent, but the S&P 500 was up 2.7%, and the NASDAQ up 4.2%. This ended a three-week losing streak for the S&P 500 and ended a four-week down streak for the NASDAQ.
But what's the long-term trend been, ladies and germs? Huh? What's
still up, for the year. Still up since the last 6-7 months.
So. How about the last year and a half?
Well, that too.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you know, and if you go back and look at these stock market week in review, as I've kept them for years, and you go back even like 4 or 5 years, you can't believe, what? It was 19,000 then and now it's 38,000? Certainly, you know, you can't predict the future, but the trend has always been, in spite of some valleys sometimes overall.
It's almost like it would be wise to be a long-term investor.
You would think so. What was the quote we were talking the other day where I think it was Benjamin Graham, where he said in the short term, the stock market is a voting machine, and then the long term, it's a weighing machine.
I never fully understood that quote, but Benjamin Graham knew what he was talking about. And so that's pretty fascinating. You know, I was reading a great article, guys, that we should really talk about at some point. And it was an interview of Dave Ramsey. Now, I'm not a huge Dave Ramsey fan. I'll just come right out and say it. Mm-hmm. I've always thought he was a little bit hypocritical. But he was doing a radio show and someone called into him and started insulting him, saying that, you know, you're a fan of managed mutual funds and it's a well-known fact that the unmanaged index funds will beat those managed mutual funds. Mm-hmm. And so the writer of the article did a little research, and he said, well, you know, the guy's got a little bit of a point. It turns out that only 12% of managed mutual funds beat the index. And you know what my attitude is? Mm. Let's find that 12%, for goodness sakes. I mean, that's like saying in a race— only 12% of the runners beat the average. Well, let's go with those 12%. They obviously trained harder and they know what they're doing. And I'm sorry, I get a little wound up at people who say, well, you know, index funds, because here's the problem with index funds. Mm-hmm. You get the good securities, don't you, Dave?
You get the very good securities.
And what else do you get?
Well, you get lesser fees. That's a bigger one.
Well, you get the not so good securities in index funds too. Yeah. You get them all, you know? I think it's much better off to pick some management in there where you're going to find things that are in your benefit. I mean, take for example, we all know that it's been a fairly narrow range of securities that have been leading the market for quite some time. Now it's broadened out a bit, but there's still a lot of dare I say it, Christy, a lot of dogs in that index.
Well, I lost my train of thought there.
That's okay. We're talking about indexes and funds and what makes it good. Steve had a little pizza on the brain, I think, at that point. Speaking of pizza on the brain and the band Heart and all those other.
Well, I know what I was going to say is that, you know, they've had some ups and downs lately, but overall it's the big seven, the big tech stocks are still. And I was reading at least one authority thought they are currently undersold. So whatever it means, it don't be surprised if you see things turn bullish again on the big tech stocks. And saw that Nvidia, they had a big, even Tesla, which has been taking lumps lately. They had a big up week. They were up nearly 20% for the week, I guess mostly on the announcement by Elon Musk that they were going to build a more affordable electric vehicle. And that seemed to be what investors wanted to hear.
Elon Musk always has good timing in coming out there and keeping those feathers from getting ruffled with the Tesla investors.
Well, overall, the last couple of years, that stock price has taken a real beating from what it once was.
Well, you know, it depends on how far you go back, but you're right. You can find any individual security out there that goes up and down. But, you know, when you talk about indexes and picking the winners and so on, and it isn't too hard, even if we take a look at the Dow 30, guys, which is obviously only 30 stocks, 30 of the biggest stocks, it's kind of interesting to see the leader so far year to date has been American Express Company, up 25% for the year. Not too shabby, especially for a combination financial company and many other things that American Express does. But right up in there is the beleaguered Walt Disney, up 24%, not too shabby. You go down to the bottom of the list, however, Apple is down 12%. McDonald's, one of my favorites, down 7.9%. And Intel is off 36.5%. So if you're going to pick the index, you get the winners and the losers. I think you're better off trying to make some conscious decisions. You may be wrong sometimes, but you're still making a conscious decision. Who wants to just say, oh, well, you know, let's take them all, see how it all works out. So that's my opinion.
Certain companies always do better in certain kind of market conditions. So it's beneficial to be able to pick the ones that you feel are, you know, best suited to advance in a certain market. So
I agree, he said, gulping down a quick bite of pizza. Well, here we are. We have a lot of things we want to do today. And one of the features that we always enjoy doing is taking a look at some of the things that are moving the market, changing the way things are happening out there, and certainly impacting the entire economy. We call it 5 points in 5 minutes.
Legacy Wealth Management presents 5 points in 5 minutes.
Fewer births. Here's one for you here in the U.S. Births fell last year, resuming a long national slide. A little under 3.6 million babies were born in 2023, according to provisional statistics released Thursday by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. That is about 76,000 fewer than the year before, and the lowest one-year tally since 1979. 32.4% of births are by cesarean section, just FYI.
Pretty interesting. We actually had that statistic recently on radio or TV, and we got some angry phone calls from people, and I'm not gonna pump those up again and bring that back to life. I guess I just did, though, didn't I? In fact, it sometimes makes me tense to talk about that, and that leads me into point number two, hypertension. Nearly half of American adults have high blood pressure, and many people don't even know they have it. A systolic reading of 130 or higher and a diastolic reading of 90 or higher is considered high blood pressure. The Center for Disease Control estimates that nearly 62 million adults use an antihypertensive medication. Very common, even in this room, and nothing wrong with it. It's one of those pharmaceutical items that helps keep people alive over the long run, and you can't fault them for that. You know, a lot of people don't like big pharmacy, and frankly, they price gouge everybody under the sun. But their products do help people, so give them some credit.
Show me the money. Remember that line from Jerry Maguire? Well,
I never saw that movie, believe it or not.
It's a pretty good movie.
It's a good movie. Very good.
Well, anyway, it does relate to the first overall pick of the 2024 NFL Draft, Caleb Williams out of Southern Cal, signed by the Bears. He will sign a four-year deal worth $38.5 million, including a signing bonus of $24.8 million. Salaries will then drop slightly for each first-round pick, with the final pick of the first round set to sign a deal worth $12.75 million. Even at the very end of the seventh and last round, that final pick would be able to sign a $4.09 million deal.
Pretty cool deal. You know, though, one of the things that really irritates me about the football draft and the positioning of people is some of the people who've come out of the draft and then they get shuffled away. And I'm thinking in particular of Trey Lance. You know, the guy was a top pick, whether you like him or not, whatever. He was
picked, I think, third that year overall. Yep.
A lot of people thought he was going to go a lot of places. He did go a lot of places. He went out west where they shuffled him into the corner, and then now they've shuffled him down to Dallas.
Well, yep. They were giving him a shot, but unfortunately he got hurt, and that took him out of the lineup. And the other guy who came in, and he surprised everybody with how well he's done, and I can't remember his name right now.
Brock Purdy.
There we go. Thank you,
Mr. Irrelevant.
Mr. Irrelevant, yes. Mr. Irrelevant, yes.
Brock Purdy.
Yeah, he very Purdy. well, anyway, I hope Trey Lance gets a big shot
now,
down
now, is he
in
still
Dallas.
At Dallas?
He is.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, I was wondering if we catch up with
him. Of course, the non-pundits all hoped he might get traded up to the Vikings. That would have been fun. But no, he's down there. Carson Wentz may get a shot this year. Who knows?
Yeah, he went to
Kansas City.
Yep.
He's playing behind
Patrick Mahomes,
who himself was drafted not very well in the original when he was drafted, and the supposed football pundits thought he was never going to make it. But I think he's proven him wrong.
Like two or three Super Bowl titles?
Something like that, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, but he's also the son of former Twins pitcher.
Oh, yes.
Todd Mahomes, I think.
Right.
It's Pat.
Pat Mahomes?
Yeah, they both have
the same. So he grew up being very familiar with you know, professional sports and all, and
he sure
hanging out with his dad and getting to go to the clubhouse.
We're going
to
ask Dave to talk to us a little bit about children's insurance, a pretty important topic.
Yeah, after talking about people signing for $38-some-odd million, let's talk about people that kind of struggle in the world, the average person. What is CHIP? CHIP is a children's health and insurance program, provides low-cost health coverage to children and families that earn too much money to qualify for Medicaid, but too low to afford private coverage. Currently, more than 7 million individuals are enrolled in CHIP, and about 78 million are enrolled in Medicaid.
Yeah. Mm. Okay, a little short of cash. According to LendingTree, more than 8 million people age 18 or older here in the U.S. aren't caught up on their rent payments. That's more than 13% of the nation's adult renters. Meanwhile, the overall mortgage payment delinquency rate is considerably lower at 2.8%. Just throw that out there by the numbers.
Boy, there's certainly no shortage of apartments being built throughout the upper Midwest. Bismarck is filled with them. Fargo, Grand Forks, lots of apartment dwellers.
New ones going up, it seems, all the time.
Yep.
Dave, what do you hear about the current mortgage rates? What kind of interest are people paying when they're buying their homes?
Oh, I know. Even with stellar credit, we're in the 7-8% range, depending on the location.
Yeah. And despite that, they said it was a surprising boost in the number of new homes being built here last month.
Oh, yeah. The number of new homes being built is huge. In fact, some people say there's a glut of new homes being built, at least around the country.
But do you think with that kind of an interest rate, 7% now, or maybe even a little higher, and with the ever-increasing, the median price of a single-family home now is, what, about $390,000 across the nation?
Yeah.
Well, it really shuts out a lot of people get that first home.
I know a lot of developers out there are kind of doing a program where your 2 years' worth of your rent for your first 2 years, kind of a rent-to-own sort of thing, where a big portion of that can go to a down payment at the end of the first 2 years to secure a mortgage, so that you have a down payment. So that they're getting creative. These developers are getting creative to try to combat that.
Yeah. There's a lot of the builders are paying down your mortgage rate and things like that.
Yep.
Can make quite a big difference. Well, this is Legacy Wealth Management's Investment Talk on the radio. Don't forget, we have a television version. It's a different version, but we have some of the same components. That TV version is on the ABC TV stations in North Dakota and Western Minnesota. in the Bismarck Band and Minot, Williston area. It's on at 9:30 in the morning in the Fargo, Grand Forks, Wahpeton, up and down the valley area, 10 in the morning. And you'll notice because we're on right between some of the church shows, which is kind of cool. We get to talk about those things. So that's
speaking of just things out of nowhere.
Yeah,
it just occurred to me, you know, our Minnesota Twins were really struggling
up until
about a week ago. Well, they clobbered the Angels last night. That marked 6 wins in a row. They swept the
Chicago
White Sox,
Sox
who have only won 3 games so far in the season.
Yeah, I know.
And then they beat the Angels twice, Twins did. So I think that boosted them all the way back up to 500 again.
Yes. Now, did you anybody in this room happen to stay up late and listen to the Twins game last night?
I just heard the final.
I did hear some of it.
I watched every last minute of it. I tell you what, it was exciting.
Well, so what did it end up like, 16-5 or something?
Yeah, you know, I'm sorry, I actually can't remember, but I think
you watched it all. But hey, who's paying attention to the score?
12 o'clock when that thing finished, I could barely, dream. But what's cool is that Carlos Santana, and he gave up the guitar in favor of the baseball bat. Apparently, Carlos has now homered in 3 consecutive baseball games. And I wasn't fully familiar, maybe Josh was, but I wasn't really familiar with his background and he's been a great player for years.
No, I wasn't either. Still not, really.
He's a bit of a retread. Minnesota teams have a tendency to do that. They hire people who were once good.
He had a good season last year.
Yeah, and he's
and there's a new name, Edouard Julien.
Oh, he's not too new. He's been around for a little while.
He's Canadian. I think he's got like 7 home runs.
Maybe not quite that many, but he's doing very well. My brother and I call him Potatoes, as in Julian Potatoes. I know you guys are
really creative.
Oh, we are. I'll tell you what. We've been watching Twins since there was only one of them, and it wasn't a twin, you know. They were senators then, I think.
Well, if they were in Washington, they would be senators.
Well, anyway, we're big fans of all that, and I apologize for getting too carried off into sports, but we like to talk about those things. We're heading into the last minute of this morning's show, guys. And I just want to say what a treat it's been working with you so far, Dave, over at Legacy Wealth. We've put together an amazing staff, I think. And in the second half of the show, we're going to have a chance to talk with Madison Davis. And she's certainly the bright spot there between you and me, Dave.
She's been instrumental in helping out. Absolutely.
Yeah. She's a good kid. And we're glad to have her on board. We're going to talk about that. You know, I was almost going to talk about those guys who used to be on the radio show with us. And then I thought, well, that would probably be poor taste. That won't stop me from doing it, Steve. And I know you were thinking it would. But oh, no. We'll maybe wait to a little better time. People keep asking, whatever happened to those guys? And I say, have you ever seen the sewer?
Investment oblivion.
Folks,
they probably would listen closely and hang on every word we say.
They do. They listen closely. They want to know because then they incorporate it into their program or whatever in the future. Folks, you are listening to Investment Talk Radio, brought to you by the advisors at Legacy Wealth Management. Seriously, we enjoy getting a chance to come into your living rooms and your cars or wherever you might be. Remember, if you want to get a hold of us, you can always reach us at 701-365-8083. And if you want to listen to us right here on KFGO AM 790 in Fargo, 104.7 in Hope, and 550 AM KFYR in Simon and Garfunkel, Songs of Silence.
Sponsored by the Downtown Fargo Public Library.
But instead, we're doing Human League.
Don't you want me, Pablo?
Boy, I tell you what, it's a common problem. I heard that if you're mean and stinky, you get executed. If those were the guidelines, I'd have been gone a long time ago. Sorry, we're kind of having fun at Christy Noem's expense, but we don't mean it.
Well, it's a bizarre story.
It is a bizarre story. Speaking of bizarre stories, this is Investment Talk Radio, brought to you by the advisors at Legacy Wealth Management. I have to remind people of that, Steve, because, you know, sometimes people tune in late or they come and go on the show. And
for others, though, this is destination radio. They get in.
Boy, is it ever destination radio. People actually tune in and want to listen. It's amazing. Okay, well, we're having a good time on the radio.
I can't figure it out.
We'd like to thank all of our good friends throughout the area that do have a chance to tune in. And we hear from them quite often. People throughout Bismarck, Mandan, Minot, Washburn, you know, they're all out there. And we appreciate the fact that you tune in. And sometimes you get a chance to call in. You know, Steve, we haven't done the legacy investment question of the week in a long time.
Yeah.
We'll have to reinitiate that, okay?
The well went dry on that one, but we'll try to bring it back.
All right, that's good. The well went dry on that one. I was wondering, what?
You never miss the water till the well runs dry.
I've heard that. Yeah, that's true. Well, give me a drink and we'll talk about it. In any case, we've had a number of things in the first half of the show that I thought were pretty important. We did a brief stock market snapshot. We talked about the fact that the market has been up and down. It's had a pretty good couple of days, though, Steve, and that's lifted the whole market to a reasonable finish, right?
Well, Friday was very good after a really down Thursday, so it was quite an interesting week. Might point out, you know, we're talking about how strong the first quarter of this year was, January through March, and April, which overall has been like the best performing month, you know, in terms of long term. It's not so good this month.
No, April is normally up number one or number two in terms of months, and not so strong this month, although we do have a couple days left.
Right.
And guess what? On Tuesday, one of my more interesting stocks, which we're not recommending, I'd like to point that out, Super Micro Computer comes out with their earnings that are expected to be something like 200% higher than last year, which was a blowout last year.
Wow.
Super Micro, I think they may, you know, they may survive the year. I don't know. Anyway, they're pretty high interest among people who follow those individual things in the market. And, you know, Dave, we talk about this in the office. The market goes up today. The market goes down tomorrow. The market goes up on Thursday. It's down on Friday. The point of it is that that's exactly what the market does. It ebbs and flows. It goes up and down. The point of it is, if you are an investor, let's say that you're 67 years old, and you're retired, and let's just pick a number. Let's say you've got $500,000 saved up in your 401k, a healthy sum for sure. Not everybody's, you know, a lot of people are not going to be anywhere near that. Some are going to have a whole lot more than that, and we know because we see them all. But let's say you have $500,000 and you're 67 years old, and you're taking out, let's say, $3,000 a month. And the market goes down, holy cow, 2% this month. Let's just say it hasn't, I don't think, but let, you know, whatever. 2%, 2% on 500,000 is $10,000.
Well, you're a wizard.
I am. But you're taking out 3,000 a month. How's that going to impact you if the market goes down 10,000, if your account goes down 10,000?
Well, not very seriously at all.
No, it's not going to impact you at all because next month it very well could go up 10% and your 3,000 continues unabated, I might add. And, you know, the point of it is, if you're a long-term investor, you want to do your best to get into quality securities that have a, hopefully, a good track record and a future track record of doing well.
That's right. And it doesn't hurt if they have regular dividends as well.
I was just going to say that. Took the words right out of my mouth. But, you know, that's just equity value that you were talking about. So if you've got stocks that pay, you know, very healthy dividends, that's being replenished, you know, monthly.
You know, Dave, we could do an entire show on dividend-producing items because it's a big part of what we do at Legacy Wealth Management. We tell people, look, we like a combination of both growth and income. We want to see some things that are producing income. But I'll tell you what we don't do. We don't make a mistake that certain advisors, whose names shall not be mentioned, to quote a Harry Potter line, you know, they put you in fixed income things that are going to pay you 4%, maybe 5%, with the hope that, gee, when interest rates come down, those are going to go higher. Well, it's been kind of a long wait for that to happen. I took a look at the aggregate bond index recently, and it had a year-over-year return of, you know, like 2% a year.
Right.
Well, that's not enough, is it, Dave?
It's not enough, and you really look at that exact scenario you just described, is if you've got a heavy concentration in fixed income like that, and you're betting on those interest rates to come down, which we agree that probably will here eventually. But once they do and those bond values come up and you go to sell, guess what? Stock market's probably already up because those interest rates got cut. And now you're going to buy something else more expensive.
Boy, that is a great point, Dave. In other words, it's nice to say, oh, well, look, we made some money on this fixed income. But we missed out on, boing, the rest of the market does well. Hey, speaking of that, we've got to zoom along, Steve, because Madison is waiting in the wings. This is an interview that we recorded earlier, but I'd like to bring her in now. So, Josh, if you're ready, hit it. Good morning to Madison Davis. Good morning, Madison.
Good morning, Paul.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Well, are you kidding? We had to, you know, talk you into this a little bit. Not really. We're just tickled to have you on board, Madison, because you've been with us for some time now.
Yeah, this July will actually be 2.5 years.
Well, so. Very good. Well, we are happy to have you with us, Madison. And let's start off by asking you a little bit about your background and where you come from. I know that North Dakota is kind of your home for sure. That's right?
Yeah, so I'm actually from a small town in Grafton, North Dakota. It's about 2 hours north, so about 70 miles from Fargo is Grand Forks, and another 45 miles north of that is Grafton.
Okay. Madison, when you were up in Grafton, were you active in high school? Did you have any activities that you like to get involved with, or how did that work?
I was in pretty much anything and everything you could be into. I did pretty much a sport every season, and I also did Future Business Leaders of America, FCCLA. I was super active. I pretty much didn't get a break in between any seasons. So,
see, and interestingly enough, Madison, little did you know, but that's what it'd be like when you joined Legacy Wealth Management as well. We're not going to give you too many breaks, that's for sure. So you come from Grafton. You moved down here to the Fargo-Moorhead area. Tell us about where you went to school and what you studied and all those other good things.
Yeah, so I came down and I first originally started at Moorhead State, Minnesota State Community and Technical College, and I got my associate's in business. So I do have an associate's in that. And then after that, I transferred over to MSUM in Moorhead and got my bachelor's of finance.
Well, very good. And Madison, I know that bachelor's of finance is important to you because your future plans are that you'd like to become a financial advisor, right?
Yeah, I hope at least by the end of the year, I have a couple of my licenses under my belt here. We've had kind of some things in my personal life that have kind of come up where it's kind of set me back. But I think the hands-on experience with the clients and just working in the office and getting all the administrative stuff under my belt will definitely help with the studying process.
Boy, I can tell you for sure that will help because I remember my own path when I first became a financial advisor, and I'd had a number of years of experience on the other side of the table watching some guy handle my money. And I always thought, well, I think I could do better than this. But until you start studying, you don't realize all of the material that you have to know. But I think what's cool about our relationship with you, Madison, is that you've had a chance to experience just about everything there is in the financial world. And so you're going to enter as a financial advisor and have a lot of experience, and I know we're going to value that a great deal. Mm-hmm. So, all right, Madison, let's talk to you a little bit about what it's been like to work at Legacy Wealth Management in the financial services arena. What are some of the favorite things that you like about working in financial services?
I would say one of my most favorite things is the relationships that you definitely build with the clients, especially just getting to know them, and when you help them with any types of rollovers or transferring, or if they're any new clients, or just where they're from and about their families. That definitely is probably one of my favorite parts, and just the client relationships you build.
Very good. I know, Madison, when you and I talk during the day, which we get to do pretty often, one of both of our favorite things is the opportunity to help people. And it sounds kind of corny, but we certainly get that opportunity, don't we?
Yeah, no, definitely.
Very good. Okay, well, let's get to the main topic. And Dave and Steve, I want to bring you guys in on this too. The main topic today, we get a lot of questions from our viewers and from new people who come to see us, and they say, what if I have assets or accounts at three or four different places, and maybe I do want to come over and work with you guys at Legacy Wealth Management? What's involved in that? How do I bring them all together at Legacy Wealth Management? And Madison, that's an area that you certainly specialize in. Well, first of all, let's start right with the basics. Why is it a smart thing to do to try to consolidate your assets? Why is that such a good thing?
I think it's a good idea just because, you know, people always talk about how at one place something's, you know, not performing as well as other places, and then having it all under one roof, you can kind of get a better picture at how the whole portfolio is being managed, especially when it comes down to required minimum distribution season. If you have multiple IRAs in different places, it's kind of harder for the client and us to keep track of how much you're supposed to be taking out of your account so that you don't get that 50% penalty.
Yeah, the required minimum distributions, that's a big deal. And we do get a chance to help our clients who are of that age where you have to take a required minimum distribution. Very important. And every year we take it upon ourselves to notify our clients and let them know about those required minimum distributions. But of course, if they have assets scattered around two or three or four different places, we aren't always familiar with all those things to tell them about that. So it is nice to have them consolidated. And that's a pretty much of a basic thing we do. But there's more to it, Dave.
There is. So kind of walk us through that process. You know, a new client comes over. They want to do business with Legacy Wealth. As far as trying to get all those accounts in one place, how does it all work? Kind of talk about that.
Yeah, so the very first initial step is, you know, we do an introductory appointment and we just kind of have you fill out a brief questionnaire just if you're looking to make a switch or if you're wanting to move your accounts or what you're kind of looking for and just to kind of get to know you better. And then we just kind of go in depth about, you know, your background, your history, your goals, your objective for your accounts. And then depending on if you had just retired or if it is a transfer from another broker dealer, there is just different steps. You might have to do a 401k rollover call. There might be paperwork you have to bring into your previous employer. If it is a transfer, it is, you know, just opening an account and initiating a transfer paperwork. But it really just depends on what we're looking at.
Okay, very good. So Madison, for many of our, for the people here in the room, it's probably pretty obvious, but not so much for other people because we get this question all the time. Can't you just transfer all the assets you have at other locations and lump them all together in one account and be done with it? Does that work?
No, unfortunately, it does not, especially if you have just retired. You have to actually physically roll that over into a traditional IRA. So it's still held in a 401k. And IRA stands for Individual Retirement Account.
Say, Madison, some folks might be, well, I'd like to transfer my over to Legacy Wealth or another. But, you know, is it touchy? Do I have to go in and tell the folks I'm currently dealing with?
No. If you already have an IRA established somewhere else, it is all electronic. And it just basically pops up on their end that it's an outgoing transfer. It usually just has the contra firm. It does not say who the advisor is going to be or anything. You don't need to contact your previous advisor and let them know that you're leaving.
You know, that's a great point, Madison and Steve, because many times in the last 34 years that I've been doing this, I've talked to people who say, well, I'd like to bring my stuff over to your firm, but gosh, I hate to call my current advisor. I feel kind of bad, you know, and I don't know if I, you know, of course, we usually say, well, you know, it is your money. And the fact that he has not been doing very well, you know, maybe you might want to move it. And he says, I know, but I hate to call him up and tell him that. And then the good news is that they don't have to call him. We take care of all that backroom work. And it's usually done with signing a sheet of paper and making things move along those lines. Let's see. What are we going to talk about next? Let's talk about this. Suppose, for example, that we have a client who has a 401k at another firm. And boy, that's a pretty common thing. I know Dave's shaking his head. Yes, pretty common thing that we run into. They have a 401k over there and they come in and they say, well, do I move my 401k over here? Well, first of all, it doesn't come over as a 401k, does it, Madison?
No. So 401ks, you have to actually physically roll them over. And again, whether that is a 401k rollover call, the client has to be there with you in the office in order to call the contra firm just because we don't know. We aren't anything to them. Our names aren't on your accounts. Or again, sometimes depending, it can be paperwork that you have to fill out and then bring back to your previous employer.
So from start to finish, when it comes toward a client potentially rolling over their 401k, about how long of a process is it? How long does it take us?
If it's a 401k rollover call, it's typically, you know, about a week and a half, 2 weeks tops until we would get that check. And we usually try to get the check sent to us on behalf of the client so that you don't have to have it sent to your house and then bring it in to us. It just is easier.
Boy, that's a very good point, Madison, because a lot of times people will have a 401k. It might have several hundred thousand dollars in there or whatever it has, and they don't like the idea of someone sending a check and it sits in their mailbox with $300,000 on the check, and we totally understand that. Usually those rollover checks are sent to us. They're made out to LPL Financial for the benefit of the client, so we couldn't cash them necessarily, or someone who stole it couldn't cash it. But most people don't like to have that waiting in their mailbox. I want to go back and clarify that process again, because if someone has a 401k to roll over to an IRA, there's a number of pitfalls. One thing you don't want to do is have them make out a check to you as an individual, do you? So if I had a 401k and I said, well, I'll just have them make the check out to me and I'll put that in the bank and deposit it, and then I'll bring over a check to you. That's not a good idea.
No, not necessarily. I mean, it has happened before and there is ways to fix it. Just having proof that it went into another IRA. So there is ways, but it's just not ideal.
Right. Because in particular, if the 401k company makes out a check to you and it gets deposited in your bank account, that becomes a taxable event. Now, that can be reversed later on, but it's quite a process to go through. The important thing is we know how to do it, and that's really the important thing, is you have the 401k company, they'll make it out to LPL Financial for your benefit, and then whether it's sent to your home or sent to us or wherever it's sent, we can get it put into your IRA account, and you can move on it from there. Madison, when someone has an IRA account someplace, and they're saying, well, yeah, I might like to move that over to you, there's a number of things that they sometimes worry about. One of them would be taxes, and the other one would be cost to roll it over. So tell us about that. Are there taxes involved when you roll over one traditional IRA to another traditional IRA?
No, there is no taxes, no tax implications, because it is coded as a rollover. And that is something that's important, is that you need to make sure that you're coding it as a rollover, not as a withdrawal, and also requesting that over the phone.
Yeah. And as far as fees, Dave, if someone says, I'm going to move my IRA from Edward Jones over to LPL and Legacy Wealth Management, are there typically a lot of fees associated with that?
There's never hardly any fees typically associated with that, especially if it's from an IRA to an IRA. Sometimes when we do roll over a 401k, there might be some really, really small processing fees, but usually it's, you know, $20, $30, $40, nothing too crazy.
Madison, in your career thus far with Legacy Wealth Management, are there, you know, sometimes especially challenging things with clients? They say maybe there's been a divorce or a spouse has passed away.
Yeah, so I've actually dealt with a lot of those situations. Something I've kind of specialized in, I would say, in the past year is a lot of more the complex nitty-gritty situations. I've done, you know, a lot of death redemptions. You know, I've done a divorce, several. It is a complex process, but a lot of clients really appreciate at the end, everything that we go through to get their accounts in good order.
You know, Steve and Dave, I'm just going to comment on that because I get a chance to watch Madison, closely when she's doing all this. And I can tell you that our clients appreciate the compassion that Madison, and frankly, the rest of us, I'd like to think too, the compassion that we bring to those situations, because when you're going through perhaps a spouse who's passed away or a divorce or some other type of event like that, it's good to know that you're dealing with people who care about what's going on and are there to try to help you solve the situation. And Madison, I don't know if you have any specific stories you want to tell about that, but I've seen an awful lot of cases where people come in and deal with you and they've said to me, you know, how much they appreciate it, because you do bring compassion to the case.
Yeah, I don't think I have anything super specific client story-wise, but I would just say I think that's why I'm so passionate about what I do in my work, is because I do like helping people. I've always said if I wasn't in finance, I would always want to be a nurse because I do just like helping people, but I'm just such a needle phobe. I don't want to work those holidays. I don't want to work those holidays, the weekends. It's such a burnout, but I mean, that would be, it's just the fact of just helping people.
So. Yeah. Well, she's kind of a nurse in the office, you know, she helps take care of people, and there's a lot of different ways to help take care of people. And I'm glad we have Madison on board, Dave, and glad to have you on board, Dave, and Steve, I'm glad you're here with me. We got a whole great crew over at Legacy Wealth Management. And but once again, I will say for the month of April, Employee of the Month was once again Lucy. Although, Madison, you were right up in there, equally high. But Lucy comes out and does a little dance for the people when they come
in. I would think she's won it so often that she'd almost becoming blasé about
it. She is blasé about it. But seriously, Madison, it's a treat to have you on board with us at Legacy Wealth, and it's a treat to have you here in our on our show. And I suspect we're going to have you back for more time in the future because we've got a lot of other questions that we want to discuss.
Yeah, well, that was a cool interview with Madison Davis, our executive financial assistant at Legacy Wealth. Dave, I know she's been a help to all of us.
She's been a help, a fantastic help to everybody. Yeah.
We're going to have more from Madison. But right now, Steve, let's take a look at the Stock Market Week in Review. And
in abbreviated form.
Yeah, we'll do the Stock Market Minute.
Well,
in
even
review.
Have a big down day on Thursday, but it survived that, came back, and all of the major indexes finished in positive territory for the week. A few highlights. Facebook, that's been really doing well, they were down 9.5%, but you tell me they didn't meet expectations
or
something?
Well, they met expectations, but they said, hey, the future might be a little cloudy. Uh-huh.
Well, most of the other big techs were all up. I might point out NVIDIA, that had been down a couple of weeks, they were up 12% for the week. Tesla was up nearly 20% for the week. National price of gas, Paul, is down a couple of cents. And that's the story around the country right now. It's been edging downward.
But what did we say? I think I saw $3.17 a gallon around here somewhere.
You saw it as low as that?
Yeah.
And Josh says, where'd you say it was?
$3.14. Well, it was $3.14 out in Kindred.
Wow. Oh, you just drive down to Kindred.
Yeah. Burn up a little gas, but hey. Well, anyway, folks, you are listening to Investment Talk, brought to you by the advisors at Legacy Wealth Management. We have a good time every Sunday. Dave, it's good to have you on board again, as always.
Well, I appreciate it, sir. Looking forward to it in the next
Time. Yeah, we're going to have a great week. We've got some interesting people coming in this week, and you could be one of them. Give us a call at 701-365-8083. In the meantime, you've been listening to Investment Talk live on KFGO 790 AM and KFYR 550 in Bismarck. We'll be back next Sunday.
You've been listening to Investment Talk, a one-hour show heard each Sunday morning here on KFGO and featuring investment advisor Paul Myers from Legacy Wealth Management. If you have questions or concerns about your investments, you can reach Paul or his financial advisory team at the Legacy office in Fargo at 365-8083 or visit the website at legacywealthfargo.com. Securities and investment advisory services offered through LPL Financial as registered investment advisor, member FINRA and SIPC. Thanks for listening. Give us a call, and we'll look forward to being back here next Sunday on KFGO.